I've got a message this morning I want to share with you that I'm very excited about. It's a revelation. I called it the revealing, and I believe it's going to help you. It's going to bless you. And so we're going to get right into the Word. If you're new here, and maybe you're new to the kingdom, you don't have a Bible, we're going to put scriptures up on the screen. But really, do your best to engage in this Word, and let's just ask Holy Spirit right now to open the eyes of our understanding, okay? Because this is really a word that needs to get revelation toward, okay? So let's just ask Him. Holy Spirit, we're just asking, Holy Spirit, come right now. Fall in this place just like You promised, God. And Holy Spirit, we need You to open the eyes of our understanding, even like the great Paul, Apostle Paul prayed, his apostolic declaration in Ephesians 1:17. I pray that right now, Lord, over this body. I ask, oh God, that the emerging church, the revealing children of God would begin to manifest in the earth in greater capacity, greater dimension than Cleveland has ever witnessed. I thank You, Lord, for all the prophetic utterances and words over this region will come to pass this year. And God, this is Your year. God, we just declare that the kingdom is going to be made manifest powerfully through our lives. So Holy Spirit, we welcome You now. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Let's go to 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 3. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 3. And last week I illustrated using the three stooges. How many remember who the three stooges were? The world, the flesh, and the devil. Now I'm not talking about the gentleman that played those parts. I'm talking about the world, flesh, and the devil. And we said that if we turn our soul towards the world, flesh, and the devil, we will reflect the perception of each. If you turn your soul, your mind, will, and emotions toward the world, toward the flesh, toward the devil, you will reflect the perception of those entities. However, if you turn your soul towards the Word of God, if you turn your soul towards the Word of God, you will begin to reflect the perception or the revelation of the Word of God through your life. That's exciting. That's exciting. So that's why I believe eyes have not seen and ears have not heard all that God has prepared for those who love Him. Because as we behold His Word, He is reflected through us and we begin to see amazing kingdom manifestations through our lives. And when we come together, when there's a revealing of the body of Christ and we come together like that, the sons of God are manifested in a region. All of creation is groaning right now for that to occur. And there's like this creative celebration of the emerging church. Well, let's look at 1 John 3. We looked at verse 1 last week. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. So we should be called what? We'd be called what? The children of God. Therefore, the world doesn't know us. Why? Because they didn't know Him. Okay, we don't get along with the world. I just want you to know that. All right, look at verse 2, please. Beloved, we are now we are children of God, and it has not been revealed what we shall be. It's not been revealed what we shall be. So there's a revelation of what we shall be. There is an unfolding revelation of what you and I are becoming. Old things are passing away, right? New things are coming. How many know that there has been a change in your life since you received Jesus? Can I get a witness? Yeah, that's the revealing of Jesus through your faculties. So it's not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him. So when He, the Word of God, is revealed in us, we become like Him. However, when the world, flesh, and the devil is revealed in us, we become like it. So we want the revealing of the Son, the revealing of the Word in our lives so that we become like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. Okay? The world, flesh, and the devil will never reveal to you who Jesus is. They don't know Him. They can't tell you about Him. They can't describe Him to you. Not as He is. They will do it religiously through a perception that is tainted. But we'll get into that in just a minute. Look at the next verse, verse 3. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. And everyone who has this hope, this expectation of the revealing of the Son in us, purifies himself just as He is pure. So when you turn yourself toward the Word of God and the revealing begins to happen, you purify yourself, or what we would like to call theologically sanctification. See, the church has been introduced to justification. We know that when we're saved, it's just as if I've never sinned. Okay, we have justified through the blood of Jesus. But once justification happens, you don't just camp out and wait for the rapture. There is a sanctification process, which is the revealing of the Son of God in your life, manifest through your soul, your body, mind, will, and emotions. And so now I realize the sanctification is causing me to work out my salvation. It's working it out. Now that I'm saved, now that I've got Jesus, I'm being, the revealing of Him is transforming me into a representation or a manifestation of Him. When people looking at me, I don't want them to see Lou. I want them to see Jesus, right? Jesus was God with skin on. And I want to be Jesus with skin on, right? Okay, so we see that, and I illustrated that last week. That's why in Psalm 119 and 11, this is key. Get this now. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. It does not say thy word have I hid in my head. There's a difference. Now, I was sharing my faith this week to a lot of different people. I have some incredible testimonies, but I don't have time to tell you about them. But I was at a home where a person had passed away, and they were coming to get the body, and I was staying there with the family, and I wanted to walk the body out to the hearse or the van or whatever they were using. And the two gentlemen that came in to get the body, the Holy Spirit said, get them. I said, okay, so I got to tell them about Jesus. I said, Lord, this is uncomfortable. I'm not really here for that. I'm here to comfort this family. Well, anyway, Greg and Brian came in with black on, had black watch caps, had black boots. Their pants were tucked into the boots. They had badges on. They were like looking intimidated. They looked like they were coming in to like a SWAT team or something. All they were doing is coming in to pick up our beloved sister who went on to be with the Lord. And so they were standing there, and I said, hey, guys, how you doing? What's your name? And I said, what my name was. And I said, do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? Or you know that God has an incredible plan for your life? And the one guy kind of bowed his head. Yeah, I mumbled something. And the other one looked at me and said, something like this. And I can't remember it exactly. So if I don't get it right, give me some slack. But anyway, something like, I've got 2 Bible college degrees. And the inference was, I know more about the Word of God than you do. I probably know more about the Bible than you do. Something like that. I'm like, you probably do, but I know Jesus more than you do. You know, I mean, here's the point. The Son of God was not revealed to our head. It was revealed to our heart. And there are a lot of people with a lot of knowledge. But knowledge does what? Puffs up. So we know that eyes of our understanding have to be opened. So thy word have I hid in my, not head, not in my mind, but thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. James 1:22, if you could put that scripture up. This is an incredible verse. James is talking about the implanted Word of God. Everybody say implanted. Okay, the Word of God is implanted in our hearts. We receive with meekness the implanted Word of God. The word meekness there is teachability. So I'm going to be teachable by the Word. To receive it, I have to be taught by it. I have to be willing to allow it to instruct me. And when I do that, it's implanted into my heart. And you'll see when I'm, is that James 1:22? That's not the one. James 1:21. I was one verse ahead. When you receive the implanted work of God with meekness or teachability, you allow it to instruct you. Watch this. You lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. See, a lot of us think our souls are saved when we receive Jesus. You are saved. Your spirit has been born again. But your soul needs some work. See, some of you still cussing, still spitting, still kicking a dog, still out there mad at everybody, angry, out there, you know, dogging people out. You say, where's that come from? You say, no, the devil didn't make you do it. You learned that from your daddy. Your father was the devil, and there's no truth in your father. Prior to Christ, the devil is a liar. How many know that? Okay, the Bible says in John 8 that there's no truth in him. So you and I were raised by a father who doesn't know truth. Can you imagine that? Everything he taught us, the world, flesh, and the devil, is not true. It's all based and predicated upon a lie. So when we're born again, we realize that the implanted word of God is able to save, soteriize my soul. It is able to renew my mind. It is able to give peace to my emotions and to be able to line up my will with the will of God. Hallelujah, right? Okay, so that's the power of the Word of God. That's why the devil works hard at us, getting us not to get the Word in our heart. He'll let you get it in your head. He'll let you debate. I mean, I started out ministry in the jails, and every Sunday night I went into Bartow County Jail. They let us walk through the prison, and guys were in these holding cells, and I'd walk up and I'd say, anybody want to talk about the Bible or spiritual things? And, you know, they would yell at you, cuss at you. Some would give you the moon, and they would do all kinds of things, right? And yeah, they would. Some would try to throw urine on you. Some would come up, though, and start talking to you about the Bible. And I found out that it didn't take me long to find out that there were people in the prison